Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neil, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. It's 9:07 on this cool, crisp day in December, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make smarter, better financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Time to give us a call, toll-free at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals answer questions for you. We discuss real-life issues, issues that you can face someday, just good items and things to remember on your finances, your financial life, because there's so much to it, so many things. And we want to talk about several of those today. We've got a great big hour, financial power, that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neil, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, we want to talk this morning about some common things that we kind of take for granted in the financial world, and things that I think that you think are just things that are normal for you as you go through your financial life. And we're going to talk about some of the exceptions to that that may be a surprise to you that you really need to be aware of.
Yeah, there's a couple things. One of the investment tools we'd like to talk about today is annuities. And there's all kinds of press, good, bad, or otherwise on those. But we'll kind of give you a primer or a early explanation of how some of these things can be used and what they're designed for. And then also, we had talking about if you retire early, how's that going to work out for you?
Yeah, I mean, we want to talk because there are those who reach a point in their life based on the assets that they have. They say, maybe I'm in my mid-40s and I have enough assets to retire. And we want to talk about some of the ramifications to that and some things that you need to think about if you're really thinking about retiring that early.
And if you retire late, past age 70 and a half, you're still working, and you're working at a company that's got a 401k plan that's putting money in for you, or you're putting money in, do you have to take money out of it on a required minimum distribution because you're older than 70 and a half? That sounds like, that'd be a good problem, or that's not going to happen to too many people. But as we tend to work longer and longer in the marketplace, that's coming up. And so how can you handle that one?
And also want to talk this morning, if we have time, talk about asset protection, which can be a very hot topic.
Especially after yesterday.
There are things that come up, whether it's divorce or death or all of those different types of things. If you get sued, what assets are protected? And we're talking about one particular one this morning that normally think of as being asset protected under all circumstances, and talk about some surprises there.
Yes, that's right. But right now, we're coming up on a break. If you've got a question or a comment or a topic you'd like us to expound upon, and you don't want your voice on the air, you should probably start dialing right now. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neil, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Only for you.
The time to plan and take stock of your future is now. The Money Makeover Show.
Your insurance agent says, buy more life insurance. Your stockbroker says, buy more stocks. Your realtor says, buy rental property. You're getting tired of financial advice from everywhere that's getting you nowhere?
Here's your chance to get professional financial advice with no fee, no sales pitch.
The Money Makeover Show.
Listen to The Money Makeover Show every Monday and Wednesday morning at 9:05 right here on KWHI.
The Chapel Hill Garden Club announces the 2018 Christmas Home Tour on Saturday, December 8th from 10 till 5, featuring some very special homes and buildings in the Chapel Hill area. This year's tour features an 1854 house, Heavenly Farms, Rocky Creek Barn Dominium, Rockin' H Ranch, and the Chapel Hill Methodist Church. Entertainment will be provided by the Round Top Ruggers Rug Show and Shimmer Flute Choir. Tickets are $20 for all ages and are available at the Blue Bonnet House at 5095 Main Street in Chapel Hill. You can also purchase tickets from any Chapel Hill Garden Club member or online at chapelhillgardenclub.com. Maps to each home will be available at the Blue Bonnet House on the morning of the home tour, December 8th. That's the Chapel Hill Garden Club's second annual Christmas home tour, Saturday, December 8th from 10 till 5. For more information, visit their website at chapelhillgardenclub.com. or call 713-562-6191 or 979-337-1200.
Mahindra tractors are built to give you more lift capacity, more built-in weight, more peace of mind, and more year-end holiday savings, like zero down, zero interest for up to 72 months, or more Mahindra savings up to $8,600. Only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to ASCO Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for end-of-year savings on Mahindra tractors.
Now through December 31st, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, you want only the best. Choose Washington County Water Well to install your gravel pack residential or commercial water well. Call 979-836-6189 today for a free estimate and complete list of water well drilling services for your new or existing well. With over 30 years of drilling experience, Thomas Bilski and his team are focused on providing superior service, quality products, and name you can trust. Washington County Water Well is your licensed, insured, experienced provider. 979-836-6189.
Countryside Lighting, your locally owned location for brand name lighting and ceiling fans, sends holiday greetings to their customers and friends. Stop by 1105 Industrial Boulevard to see their new line of solar lighting by Gamma Sonic. Countryside Lighting also offers a selection of LED lamps to update your lighting to the newest energy saving and long life methods. Bring your plans for your remodel or new home to Countryside Lighting or call 979-836-4343 for recommendations with the newest lighting products. Merry Christmas from Countryside Lighting.
This is Greg Gutto with Navasota Livestock Auction, inviting you to our female and bull replacement sale this Saturday, December the 8th, starting at 10 a.m. We'll start the sale with 50 Charlotte, Angus, Hereford, and Brangus bulls, Sam Houston State University, Bayview Farms, Pied Piper Farms, and Mann Ranch. Over 500 females include hares, red cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. Our regular weekly sale will follow the replacement sale. For more information on the special sale, call Navasota Livestock at 936-825-6545. Remember, Navasota Livestock this Saturday, December the 8th, for our female and bull replacement sale starting at 10 a.m.
It's Burton Panther playoff football on KWHI. The Panthers beat Granger in the semifinals, and now it's on to the Region 4 2A Division II championship against the Falls City Beavers. The Panthers and the Beavers will do battle Thursday night, 7:30 at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. 7 o'clock pregame with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki. On your voice for Burton Panther playoff football, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's a lot better, Craig, than what you were listening to earlier.
That's a good choice. Yeah. I like this song.
Yes. Welcome.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Give us a call. It's toll-free. It's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana running the studio for us. A couple things we wanted to touch on, which we deal with them so much and we think everybody should know, but people don't. It's annuities. Are they good? Are they bad? Just depends upon what articles you want to read. They're an investment tool. Same as a CD, same as a bond, same as a stock, same as most other things. But annuities are designed originally for retirement, for savings. That's their main thrust of what an annuity is designed to do, is for you to put money away. It could be before tax, after tax, that's a different story. But you put money away into an annuity, and it grows tax-deferred. Congress said, hey, if you put money in this instrument and leave it till you're 59 and a half years old for your retirement, we're not going to charge you any tax while it's in there until you take it out after age 59 and a half. That's the basic thrust of it. You can usually only get annuities from insurance companies. So from there, where do you want to go with that one, Jamie?
Well, I came across an article recently that I thought was a pretty good article, and it talked about how to think about annuities. The article refers to a university professor at York University, who's well-written, well-respected, teaches, obviously, he's a finance professor at York University. He also teaches at the American College and has written many, many articles in financial magazines, and not only about annuities, but a wide range of things. But he had a really good article in this. The article that I'm referring to talks about some of the things that Moshe Mileski says. And there's some, it talks about some misconceptions there are regarding annuities. It says the article demythologizes. How do you say that word? Demythologizes.
That's demythologizes.
Demythologizes a financial product that is too often credited with little more than half of its true number of letters, which is say to seen as being a dirty word, something that people should hate.
Yeah.
And I know that you've probably seen there are some commercials even on TV that
speak poorly
of annuities. And the thing that you have to understand is annuities are just another financial product. The article goes on to say that Moshe Mileski points out that hating annuities makes as much sense as hating other types of investments. And there are lots of financial products, some of which may be quite lovable.
Yeah.
and that's true. There are a lot of different financial products, and annuities are just one of them. Now, there are a lot of different types of annuities out there. Now, there's immediate annuities.
Mm-hmm.
And an immediate annuity, what that means is you give the insurance company a certain amount of money, and they guarantee you an income for a specified period of time.
So that's a choice. If you want a guaranteed income stream for whatever time frame, you negotiate with the insurance companies, and they all don't pay the same.
No, so, they don't. And so you shop that and try and create that income. One of the most common worries in retirement is running out of money before you run out of time.
Yeah, that's a huge concern. Even if it's not spoken, it's back there psychologically.
It is, it's one of the top two concerns always in retirement is running out of money. That along with your health failing,
mm-hmm.
And so there's that concern. And for almost all people, the article goes on to say that this may not apply to Warren Buffett or people who are obviously very, very wealthy. They're not worried about running out of money during retirement. But for most people, that is a concern. And annuities can address that concern. So there are immediate annuities that create income. There's also deferred income annuities. We've talked about those a little bit in the past. You can ladder deferred income annuities. The idea behind those is, again, you give the insurance company a certain amount of money, and at some later time, you want them to pay you an income for a specified period of time.
So on those income deferred annuities, you can pick, okay, I want $2,000 a month, and I want that 10 years from today because I plan on retiring then. then you calculate, the insurance company calculates, says, okay, you either put in a lump sum or you put in so much as we go until we get there, and then we'll guarantee you the $2,000 a month?
That's right.
So you're basically building your own pension.
Exactly. And the idea being that you cannot, if you have an annuity, if you get a lifetime income, you can't outlive that. What other investment that you have does that?
That, see, the word is, I think, guarantee. That's the kicker there.
Yeah. I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, and they happen to own several different types of annuities, but one of them is an immediate annuity. And the fact that this particular individual says, you know, at the time that I took out the immediate annuity, I wasn't sure that was a good idea. But you know what? I've already gotten out more money than I ever put into it.
That's kind of nice.
And it continues. And they're probably going to live, I would expect, another 10 to 15 years. And they can continue to receive that guaranteed income. So that's an immediate annuity. And in connection with that, you can get deferred income annuities. And then there are also tax-deferred annuities, and that's what you were referring to a while ago. They're an accumulation vehicle.
Yeah, designed for future retirement.
That's correct. And that's why the government will allow you to accumulate interest or earnings inside of that tax-deferred annuity. But the restriction is you have to keep it in there until age 59 and a half, or you will pay a penalty by getting it out before then.
Right. You don't have to take it out at 59 and
That's
a half.
Right.
So those type of things, a deferred annuity wouldn't be good for an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old because there's a 10% penalty if you take anything out until you're 59 and a half. And life's going to get in the way somewhere between 20 and 59 and a half.
Yeah, it's not a savings account. It's not an in-and-out account. And so that's one of the things that you have to consider when you take a look at it. And with tax-deferred annuities, there are a lot of different ways that they have earnings.
Yeah, if you can compare it to like an automobile. You want an automobile? It's got four tires, engine, seats, steering wheel. Okay, what else do you want on that now?
That's right.
There's all kinds of different bells and whistles and things that you can put on an annuity.
And so earnings in tax-deferred annuities can be either tied to interest rates. They can be tied to some type of index. They can be tied to market returns.
Could be tied to bonds, about anything.
Yeah, and so the earnings inside of those are going to be tax deferred. How much risk do you want to take? So they're just another financial tool that's out there to try and accumulate assets if you're going to take a look at tax deferred annuities. Not everything is the golden egg.
Mm-hmm.
All different types of investments have drawbacks to them, and you just have to know what they're going to be.
And then also, what type of bells and whistles do you want? We were talking about people are worried about outliving their money. Well, some annuities will allow income riders or guaranteed income benefits or whatever you can attach to that, but you have to pay for that. There are fees involved in adding those type of riders.
Yeah, Moshe Milevsky in his article talks about the fact that, you know, when it comes to what you eat, what is the normal recommendation when it comes to eating? That you have a diversified...
Yeah, vegetables, meat, potatoes.
All different types of things to eat. Evidently, you can't eat more than 6 French fries. I don't know.
At a time?
So I've heard lately. But, you know, when it comes to your diet, you're supposed to have a diversified diet. Well, he compares your diet to your retirement account. Moshe Milevsky says all diversified retirement portfolios should consist of some cash, stocks, bonds, real estate, health insurance, long-term care insurance, and some annuities. He says, I like to think of it as a retirement cocktail. And so we talk a lot about asset allocation. And so if you're looking at retirement, you're probably going to want to have a diversification there also. Annuities can do things that other financial products can't do. And so to badmouth them simply doesn't make any sense.
That comes down to doing a strategy again.
It does.
Because maybe as part of your strategy, I want one of those deferred income annuity. I want an immediate annuity now. I want to defer some till the later. I want to have some investments in stocks and bonds. So you can do different things. For some people, those annuities are great for deferring income on the deferred income part, the income. Well, there's so many pieces there you can use. But in some cases, if somebody wants an income stream, you say, okay, let's set aside 2 years' worth of what you expect to spend and just put it in a money market or a savings account. And now we've got 2 years, you're guaranteed you know what you're going to spend or where your money is. And now you can let some of these annuities and other investments work. And so that's a strategy. And
it is.
And that's just a annuity is a nice tool if it fits in there.
Yeah, the article says annuities may not be relevant to Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Ken Fisher, if you've probably seen some of those commercials from Ken Fisher, I think he does you, this is my opinion, Ken Fisher does you a disservice by bad-mouthing certain financial products, one of them being annuities, Steve Forbes or other billionaires. But the article says, for the majority of people whose resources are not large enough to remove the doubt about whether they will last a lifetime, annuities make a lot of sense.
Yeah. See, I have a client who just sold his business, and he's going to get some chunks of money coming in, but he's in his 50s, early 50s. And so he no longer has a retirement plan to sell the business. So we haven't got the finals done on it yet, but thinking, okay, maybe we'll use part of his sale of the business. It'd be after tax, and we'll put it in that deferred income annuity, because now he'll have a guarantee in the future of a certain income stream for part of his money, and right. It'll grow, and he won't have to pay tax on it while it's doing it. And then his wife is also protected, because if something happens to him, the money's still there,
right.
And she's still got the income stream. But that's for one piece of his assets.
But what that does is part of his retirement cocktail.
Yes.
What that does is allows him to make other choices for the rest of his investments, and possibly, because now he's got some security built in,
mm-hmm.
take a little bit more risk with some of the other investments that he might have to get some of the growth and spazazz that he's looking for.
Or some of the longer-term investments.
Right.
Because there's some investments on the annuity chassis that if you leave them in there 7, 8, 9 years, some of the features, it's called indexed annuities, they're guaranteed not to go backwards. You don't know what you're going to make from year to year. But the longer you leave it in there, the better chances of returns that you have, and your risk is very, very low. So that's another piece he may look at.
Yeah. Now, why are annuities criticized? Well, many times annuities are criticized because generally their commissions are paid on annuities. They have deferred sales charges, meaning they have surrender charges, and they're not readily liquid. In other words, the money's tied up for a specified period of time. If you get an immediate annuity, generally speaking, those are not going to be liquid. In other words, that money is now dedicated to guarantee you an income stream at some point. And so you can't call the insurance company and say, give me my money back.
Yeah, I want to buy this piece of property over here. Give me back my money.
It doesn't work that way. And that's always been one of the concerns about annuities, is the lack of liquidity. And that's why only, as generally speaking, some of your money should probably be in annuities. As far as one of the advantages of an annuity is the fact that it has deferred sales charges. You say, well, how can that be an advantage? Well, the advantage is all of your money goes to work for you.
In day one.
In other words, there are other financial products where if you buy a particular product, there's a cost to it.
A sales charge, yeah, on the front end.
And so only a portion of your money goes to work for you. Whereas with deferred sales charges, the money goes to work, all of it goes to work for you immediately. Now, if it has a 5-year surrender charge and you want all of your money back in 2 years,
you're going to pay a penalty.
You're going to pay a penalty for that. That's the way that works.
I always call it like a penalty for, like a CD, penalty for early withdrawal.
Lose
part of whatever it is that you were going to get. So,
that's been some of the criticisms and some of the bad feelings about annuities. As far as commissions go, what do you care what the person who you get the annuity from, what they get paid? as long as 100% of your money is going to work for you immediately.
And it's doing what you want it to do.
And it's doing what you want it to do.
And that person explained it well enough so that you know what it's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So all those pieces together, so it's another financial tool. We can talk, there's all kinds of bells and whistles, but we have to be careful what we say.
We're going to talk about other things as we go into the show. We're going to talk some about asset protection. By the way, annuities can be asset protected.
See, and that's why we offer that free review, because you may have purchased an annuity 3, 4, 5 years ago and like, okay, what's it doing now? Or something's changed in your life, and do I still need this? Can I get out of it? Unless you're pretty good at reading the fine print, not even fine print, just reading the contract, you don't want to make a mistake on that one and cost you some money. So come on in and we'll review those for you. You can call our office here in downtown Brenham in Central Texas at 979-836-2903. That office number in downtown Brenham is 979-836-2903. Call up and Sharon will schedule your time to come on in, and we'll go over, if you have some of those old annuities, to explain them to you and how they work. Bring those contracts in.
Absolutely.
So right now we're coming up on a break. If you would like a question or a comment or a concern or something you'd like us to talk about, and you don't want your voice on the air, probably should start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Merry Christmas from Texas ENT and Allergy. Their specialty providers, Dr. Andrew DeZong, nurse practitioner Jenna Leckler, and hearing instrument specialist Natalie Sosa, provide expert care and are currently accepting new patients. The Brazos Valley is full of primary care providers that Texas ENT and Allergy work closely with in order to bring their patients quality care. They are a full-service and independent ear, nose, and throat allergy and audiology private practice for adults and children. They value giving you, the patient, the choice for exceptional specialist care, regardless of where you receive primary care. Texas ENT and Allergy still has offices in Bryan-College Station, as well as Huntsville, Belleville, Giddings, Sealy, LaGrange, and now at their new location at 539 Medical Parkway in Brenham. For more details about Texas ENT and Allergy or to schedule an appointment, visit their website at TexasENTandAllergy.com. Accepting most insurances, including Scott & White Health Plan.
Swim all year round at City of Brenham's Bluebell Aquatic Center. Hours for the indoor pools are Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Looking for a unique site for a birthday party? The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. For more details about all the activities in the Brenham area, call the recreation line 337-7250 or visit cityofbrenham.org. Bluebell Aquatic Center Pools, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
A happy place to shop. That's the Barnhill House Toys and Books at 606 South Austin Street in Brenham. You'll find lots of old-fashioned toys like rocking horses, jack-in-the-boxes, spinning tops, and wooden trains. There are classic storybooks like Grimm's Fairy Tales and Aesop's Fables, and two whole bookcases filled with Christmas books. There are baby dolls, cowboy clothes, ballerina tutus, and Tonka trucks. The Barnhill House is a happy place to find birthday presents and baby shower gifts. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and starting mid-November, the Barnhill House is open every day till Christmas.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
The outdoor season never ends in Texas. That's why TSO offers Costa Del Mar polarized and other sunglasses all year round. Bring your prescription in to TSO, including no-line multifocals, to help when tying fishing knots or reading GPS maps, and they'll fit it in your Costa sunglasses. Non-prescription sunglasses are also available and make great Christmas gifts for just about anybody. Just stop in TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. Remember to utilize your insurance benefits before the end of the year. TSO and Dr. Brandon Guillory, caring for the eyes of Texas.
Fall is here. That means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sale and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Right now, get a full heating system checkup for only $60. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Now offering financing. License number TACLB 74166R.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's always a good feel-good song. Kind of gets your...
I'm glad you and Tony like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we only listened to it for 15, 20 seconds.
It's not Christmas music, though.
Oh, no, it isn't. But that's okay. You can turn to most any radio.
Craig did that a while ago, though. That was nice.
Well, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the Country Store from around 9 to 10 a.m. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig playing the tunes for us there with a little discretion, which is fine.
He always does a good job.
Yeah, he does. Got some things we wanted to talk about because nobody called in during the break. One of the things we mentioned at the beginning had a question of we were talking about people worried about running out of money and what's happening now in our society. People are working longer, sometimes not. Well, sometimes because they have to, but more often than not because...
They want to.
They want to. They like it. And so why stop at 65 or why stop at age 70 if you like what you're doing? But the tax rules and laws you got to be aware of.
Yeah, this is a really interesting question that came up because it does deal with 401ks. I know Tony talks a lot about 401k plans, but this is really kind of a unique question. If you're still working and contributing to your 401k plan at your place of employment, what are the rules?
Okay, if we're assuming you're working past age 70 and a half, IRS says at age 70 and a half, the tax year you turn age 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of your qualified plans. IRA, simples, SEPs, the IRS has a table based on age, and it's the same table for most everybody. You have to take out X amount of dollars in your IRA that tax year. Whether you want to or not, doesn't matter, got to take it out. Well, if you're still working and you're putting money in a 401k and you're 71 or 72...
How's that work?
Yeah, do you have to go back in and take money out of your 401k? Because that's a qualified plan. The rule, IRS has a rule that says if you're still working at your place of employment and they have a qualified 401k plan or retirement plan and you're adding money to it, you do not have to take a required minimum distribution out of your 401k plan if the plan allows that. If the plan, the 401k document... That's what people don't realize, that each company could have a little different document, a little different nuances in their 401k. Tony's not here to help explain that one, but the plan document could say, yes, you have to apply to all rules or you have to take money out, the required minimum distribution at 70 and a half. Well, then you have to. But if the plan says you don't have to or you can go along with the IRS ruling, then you don't have to take your required minimum distribution out of your 401k. You still have to take it out of any other IRA, SEP, or simple. Or if you're working and you separated or you rolled your 401k money, the part that you could use a what's called in-service distribution out of your 401k into an IRA, you have to take the required minimum distribution for that. But the monies that are still in the 401k and you're contributing and you still work there and the plan allows it, no, you don't have to take money out of your 401k plan.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing you have to understand is where you work, each employer, unless they're part of a multiple employer 401k plan, even multiple employer 401k plans have a plan document. But all 401k plans are going to have rules that are established guidelines for who's eligible to participate and what the rules are. And so if you change employers, it's important to go to that 401k enrollment meeting, first of all.
Yeah.
Now the rules are that you have to, because if you're not going to participate, there's a document that you have to sign.
Saying that, no, I don't want to.
No, I don't want to. Otherwise, you're automatically enrolled. But each plan document can be different. Now, most of them, in reality, are going to be very, very similar. But, as you said, there may be, if you're reaching age 70 and a half and still working and contributing to the 401k plan, that would be a question you need to ask. Am I required to take my required minimum distribution according to the 401k plan that we have here at work? Or am I allowed to just keep it there and not take a distribution?
Because that would seem kind of strange. You know, okay, I'm having money taken out of my check to put in the 401k plan, but at the end of the year, I got to take it all back out and pay taxes on it. So it's kind of like, why should I do that? Well, maybe you don't have to. But the plan document, and that's usually for the smaller companies. I don't know. It just depends on plan document.
Right.
You just don't know. I was looking over some documents right before we came on the station of a large company that had bought out another company, which had bought out another company, and the person's trying to figure out, because the third company is terminating the one pension plan and starting another one, but the certain rules apply for the old companies, and it's like, how do you figure this stuff out? You got to follow the paper trail and look at the rules and regulations and the plan documents.
Yeah, somebody had called me yesterday asking about the difference between multiple employer 401k plans and single employer 401k plans. And they found it kind of interesting what the process is for companies who are trying to establish a 401k plan, the decisions that they have to make, what the costs are, how does it work, should I go into a multiple employer plan, or should we set up our own plan? What's involved with that? What are the costs involved?
What's the paperwork? Because you have to report every year to the IRS. There's paperwork that needs to be done.
Yeah, and that, most people aren't aware that most 401k plans, if not all, have third-party administrators. And what does a third-party administrator do? They do all the paperwork. They file all the tax returns. They make sure that the plan stays compliant with the IRS rules. There are rules as to how much money can be contributed. Their discrimination is not allowed in favor of higher, highly compensated employees or owners.
And who gets notified at what time? You know, the new person comes in, who signs up, where's the paperwork for that, and who keeps track of that?
Yeah, and who files all that paperwork? Well, normally that's what the third-party administrator does. And then you have the provider. That's the provider normally is the company that offers the investment choices, the investment platform. Mm-hmm. So you think it's, you know, when you're an employee, it just comes to you and you do what you...
Yeah,
you're not
signed up for it. I want this much or that much out of my
you
check.
You don't see all the behind-the-scenes things that have to be done by your employer to help you take care of your own retirement. They're not required to do that. So
yeah, see that. So your employer, especially if you're in a smaller company, they're doing quite a bit to help you out. Then if they have a retirement plan like that, because that's a lot of work and it's an expense that the employer pays. It doesn't usually come out of the plan assets. It
right.
comes out of the employer's pocket.
And some of those expenses are deductible expenses for the
employer.
Employer,
but he's still got to write the check.
They still got to write the check for it. And as you know, there is a difference between a deduction and a credit. But nevertheless, it's a big step for an employer to take to offer a 401k plan for its employees.
And to maintain it, because they also would have to spend a lot of money to terminate it.
And there are a lot of things that go into that. Well, you know, what's a safe harbor plan? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean for the employer and the employees? There are rules for safe harbor plans. Yeah, the person who talked to me yesterday, I said, I didn't know all those different things were available, what the rules were, on what the process was. And so they found that kind of enlightening to go through it.
Yeah, it's good to know that, because there's another benefit of a 401k retirement savings plan. We had talked about earlier about retiring early and what some of the things you have to be aware of. Well, remember we talked earlier on an annuity is deferred to 59 and a half. An IRA is 59 and a half. You can take money. If you wait till then, there's no penalty to the IRS to take money out. But in a 401k plan, at age 55 and you separate from service, you can take money out of a 401k plan without penalty at age 55.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons that all the regulation companies or the government agencies are taking a look at whether it's really a good idea if you retire at age 55, should you move money to an IRA?
Yeah, that's right. That's because if you move it, then you have to wait till 59
and a half to get it.
Okay, those are just some things. That's why we offer that free review, to come in, bring those items in, and we can discuss them with you, that how it pertains to you personally. Because everyone's got different situations, different tools, different desires, different family members. So give our office a call at 800-332-7879. That's 800. I'm sorry, that's the radio station number. You call our office at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Been saying these numbers for 12 years now.
Yeah.
So I kind of get burned in there. Right now, we're coming up on a break. If you got a question or comment and don't want your voice on the air, you probably should start dialing right now. Now you can call the radio number. It's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Megan Morris, a Brenham High School graduate. As a sophomore at Blinn College, I'm surrounded by professors who are committed to my success. I can earn my degree online or at one of Blinn's 5 campuses. Blinn has one of the state's top academic transfer rates, and I save 42% in tuition and fees compared to the average 4-year university. So register for the winter mini-mester or spring semester today by visiting blinn.edu. Blinn, your college, your future.
Gathered miscellaneous jewelry items or inherited some jewelry from a loved one, you aren't quite sure of what to do with it, but the pieces are sentimental, why not come by J.H. Foskey Jewelers and let us help you custom design a piece to fit your taste with all of the sentimental value all in one. With a CAD design person on staff, we can use your stones to build a 3D CAD image of your custom creation. Once we have that to your complete liking, we complete the wax model, cast the item, finish, and set your stones, all done on premises. Now you have a beautiful and sentimental piece of jewelry that can continue to be passed down for generations to come. J.H. Foskey Jewelers, located at 527 Highway 290 West, next to Applebee's, where we are turning people's dreams into reality.
Come to us for gifts of lasting beauty.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
think a utility vehicle should do more than take you places? So does Kubota. That's why our all-new Sidekick is built to do it all. Climb more, tow more, go more. Cross over to more today. Take your Kubota Sidekick home with no money down and 0% financing for 36 months. Now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor at Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota. Whether it's taking a photo of the family in ugly Christmas sweaters,
tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la,
opening only one gift on Christmas Eve, or leaving cookies out for Santa Claus,
Merry Christmas, ho ho ho.
Families have different holiday traditions. Here at KWHI 1280, our holiday tradition is stuffing your stocking with lots of gifts and cash. This Christmas, we'll be giving away a $100 gift card from Brenham Ace Hardware, a free auto detail from Bud Cross Ford in Caldwell, summer sausage, dry sausage, and a cheese basket from Dan's Meat Market, a $50 gift card from Plants and Things, and an 18-inch rose gold necklace with floating diamond-cut beads from Topper's Wine and Liquor in Brenham. To win one of those gifts or the $1,000 grand prize, all you have to do is stop by one of our sponsors and sign up. Then listen to KWHI 1280 throughout the holiday season as we keep our family tradition going of stuffing your stocking.
It's Burton Panther playoff football on KWHI. The Panthers beat Granger in the semifinals, and now it's on to the Region 4 2A Division II Championship against the Falls City Beavers. The Panthers and the Beavers will do battle Thursday night, 7:30 at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. 7 o'clock pregame with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki. On your voice for Burton Panther playoff football, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That music just kind of quiets down. just quiets you down.
And the show that it was in, attached to was not quiet
no,
at all.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't designed to get you quiet. Well, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. You can give us a call, and we had a good call off the air from one of our good listeners.
Long-time listener.
Yeah, Rick.
Good client.
I think he listens and tries to stump us with stuff.
But he had some really good questions from some of the things we talked about today.
Yeah, we had talked about annuities, and we talked about taking money out, or required minimum distributions out of your IRAs and so on. And so his question was, can you put an annuity in an IRA or roll it out of your 401k into an IRA and use the annuity as the investment tool? Yes, you can. And then the other question was, well, if you required minimum distribution and some annuities have penalties if you take money out early, you have to look at the annuity, individual annuity. Most of them are what we call RMD friendly. You can take out your required minimum distribution and the annuity company won't penalize you at all.
Right. So if you decide that you wanted to put an annuity inside of an IRA, why would you do that? Well, you would do that because you like it as an investment. Obviously, you don't put a tax-deferred annuity inside of an IRA for tax deferral because the IRA already gives you that. Yeah. And so, but yes, there are a lot of people who like to put annuities inside of the IRA as part of their investment portfolio, just like we had talked about earlier. And so, yes, you can do that. The RMD question, if you reach age 70 and a half and the annuity still has surrender charges attached to it, how does that affect the required minimum distributions if the money has to come out of the annuity? Well, if the money comes out of the annuity, as you had said, Doug, the insurance companies generally, if you're approaching that age and you want to use an annuity as an investment vehicle inside of an IRA, you want to make sure that it's RMD friendly.
Yeah, that means you can, whatever your required minimum distribution is, you can take it out of that annuity without paying a penalty to the annuity company.
And generally, most annuities, tax-deferred annuities like that, are, have a 10% free withdrawal feature to them, meaning you would draw up to 10% per year without a penalty. And it would be really unusual for the RMD to be more than 10%. I suppose that could be.
Well, that doesn't hit until you're 81 years old. At that point, from 81 to 82, it's 9.7%, and at age 80, it's 10.2 that you got to, well, that's the number of years you take out, 21%. You got to be a lot older before you,
before that's going to be a factor, yeah.
Yeah, before it kicks in there.
But still, I think it's wise to, if you're approaching age 70 and a half and you want to use an annuity inside of an IRA, that you make sure that the withdrawals that you take at age 70 and a half, that the insurance company, the annuity product is RMD friendly. The person you're dealing with should know that.
Yeah, the uniform lifetime table here I'm looking at. At age 70 and a half, the year you turn on that one, the percent of the amount that you have to take out is 3.65%.
Right.
And so if the annuity company allows a 10% free withdrawal without penalty, you're covered. Like I say, that doesn't, you have to be 92 before you get up to 10%. And if you're putting money in, most insurance companies won't take it past age 80. Anyway, so that's usually not a problem.
Yeah, and the other part of the question that he had, which is really important, is, well, what if I have an immediate annuity inside of an IRA? There are two parts to that. The one part of the question was, the money that I'm getting from that immediate annuity, does that count as part of my RMD? Yes, it can.
Yes.
It could be all of the RMD. You just don't know. But yes, that counts as a required, as counting towards your required minimum distribution. But the other part to that is required minimum distributions are based on the account value on December 31st of the previous year. And so if you have an immediate annuity, you have to get from the annuity company what the value of that account was on December 31st for purposes of calculating your RMD for the next year.
And they have that number.
They'll have that number.
Because they have to calculate it. But just a lot of good information there. And that's what we're here for, is to help you make better, smarter financial decisions. We're coming up on the end of the show. If you'd like to schedule that free review, bring in some old annuities that you don't quite understand them anymore, call our office here in Central Texas at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. I'm Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. See you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.